and they're quite prevalent. And then a lot of people copy them and use the same name.
I see. So what that'd just be for one cell and per
yeah.
litter.
And you have a multiple of those in a compound.
I see. Okay. The what do you call the enclosure around the barn?
Barnyard, barn lot.
Okay. Did they ever milk cows in the field? There was not in the barn, but anywhere else in the barn.
Yeah, they milked them in the corral.
Okay.
We did that.
Okay. And you call it where would the corral be?
Near a building.
Okay. So it wouldn't be out where the cattle graze?
No.
Okay. What's your word for the place where the cattle graze?
Pasture.
Okay.
Or clover, depending on the grass that's in it. Some, as I grew up, we took the milk cows to Timothy pasture and then the cattle pasture, which
mm-hmm.
is bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a determining factor of specifying getting them to the pasture.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would use the grass names rather than just say pasture.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Which one? What different kinds of fences might you have?
Well, woven wire, barbed wire, rail fence for picture, board fence for barnyards, yeah. Electric fence.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's come along in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
That's came since electricity.
Mm-hmm. How about if you have this part of the country isn't a very good place for this because there aren't enough things lying around to be used. But in Virginia, you see a lot of these things. In England, you see them. Things that are just where you take rocks and pile them up. What would you call that?
Stone pile, rock pile.
Mm-hmm. If it's made up into a fence, though.
It'd still be a fence.
What would you call that kind of fence, though? It's a
stone fence.
Mm-hmm.
You see it in Kentucky. I saw some
yes.
limestone stuck up down there on Lexington.
Mm-hmm. The what do you call it when you have an egg that's not a real egg that you put under a chicken?
Nest egg.
You have any other word for that?
Well, they were called by their name at one time. Glass egg.
Mm-hmm. What's your word for? This is a small departure, but it's just for this one thing. What's your word for the for fancy dishes that you might keep for company?
Good china.
Okay.
Better china.
Okay. The you wouldn't have any other word for it than china or good china.
Hmm.
Okay. When you in the old days. In the old days, when you milked a cow by hand, you used to set something underneath the cow's udder to catch the milk. It could be
a bucket or a pail.
Is there any difference between a bucket and a pail?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
What I mean, just terminology.
Mm-hmm. If it was made of metal, would you be more inclined to call it one or the other? Or?
It'd be galvanized bucket, metal bucket, aluminum bucket.
Mm-hmm. If it was made of wood, it'd be
a wooden bucket.
Okay.
Well, now we had a wooden water bucket.
Mm-hmm. Would that ever be a pail?
Well,
that you use on a well, or
yeah, it was called pails. But if it was wooden, they'd always call it a bucket,
mm-hmm.
wooden bucket. Bring the wooden bucket,
mm-hmm.
not the wooden pail.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's metal, then they start calling them pails.
Mm-hmm. But you'd apply bucket to either.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you call the thing you used to carry the feed out to the hogs in?
Basket.
Okay. If you fed them
bushel.
If you had fed them some kind of liquid stuff, what would you carry in?